Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
The crowd was incredible. Hopefully that's what's to come in playoffs. It's definitely a huge advantage. It's nice that this year also that we start game 1 and 2 here. Hopefully we can jump on them early and they, you know, it looks like potentially we're playing Syracuse and they travel well there as well. You know, it's been in past years, it's been a big advantage too. So I would expect nothing less. You know, the fan base is great. The team's historic and been here for a long time and it shows. And I'm excited. The playoffs are obviously the best time and the fans show up for it.
Mason Yops, captain. Rochester Americans, fan appreciation night. You hear him talking about the fan support, playoffs a week from tonight. Get underway at Blue Cross Arena. First, a couple of games against the Marlies tonight with Fan Appreciation Night. You'll be able to hear the action on the Fan Rochester. Don Stevens will have the call along with our guest, Andrew Mossbrooks, joining us now in the sports bar. Big win on Wednesday night, Andrew, as they dispatch of Cleveland with the 4-1 win and kind of erase the stench of a 2-game losing streak there. You know, a couple of 4-2 losses to Laval and Belleville here as the season winds down. And we are playoff bound. How you been, bud?
I've been great, guys. It's awesome to always talk to you, and hopefully we're going to be talking to you guys a lot more down the stretch because I think this team, as we know, is playoff bound, but there's a different feeling in the air than there was. I think the last couple of seasons, including the one where they went to the conference finals, because that one felt like more of a surprise. I think this year it feels like more of an expectation, not just to get back to the conference finals, but one step further.
Yeah, last year, Andrew, it felt like, hey, you're on death row. Wow, how did they pull that out? And like everything after, it was not meant to be against Syracuse, but you're right about that. But before we talk about, what's coming up in the playoffs, we still have some business here. And we talked, as we do every Tuesday, to head coach Mike Leone. And it was a question like, okay, how do you manage these last three games? You're locked in as the second. You don't want to get into bad habits, but on the other hand, how do you manage this? And Andrew, it seems like some other guys kind of stepped up here in different opportunities. Your thoughts on what you saw against Cleveland on Wednesday and what fans could see here tonight? Could we see some different faces in the lineup?
I was really impressed on Wednesday against Cleveland, and the Amherst all season have kind of, they're not scared of monsters, a little play on words. Like, truly, they dominated that team all year. But they did it on Wednesday without Isak Rosén, Noah Oslin, and Consta Hellenius. Over 100 points out of the lineup for Rochester, and they still pull out that 4-1 win. So I think everybody, you know, you ask players that step up, guys, honestly, I think everybody's been at that next step throughout the year. Because I think, you know, again, I mentioned the guys that were absent, you know, Roseanne and Oslin, they've been drivers of the offense. Brett Murray has stepped up with a career season. You've had the depth players who Michael Leone touched on this morning when I asked him kind of, you know, who was maybe the surprise or the guys people weren't talking about the most this year. And he cited, you know, Brendan Moore and Graham Slaggart and Josh Dunn, which is this de facto, you know, he says fourth line. He doesn't really view lines like that. But if you look at it on paper, it's the fourth line listed. And all of those guys are double-digit goal totals. Everybody up and down here, you know, the defense corps has been excellent at putting up points. They've also done a great job for shot suppression. The Amherst are a top 10 team in terms of allowing the fewest shots on goal in a game. And then when those shots do get through, you're going up against an MVP goaltender in Devin Levi. And another guy who, you know, he flies under the radar, I think, is Felix Sandstrom, who has just been magnificent as the veteran backup role.
And Andrew, he also mentioned to us when we talked to him on Tuesday that there's still some goals in play here for this team. They want to win as many games as they can win, obviously. But one thing that he mentioned was, and this is a lot of this is on the defense, a lot of this is on the play of Devin Levi, that I think for only the fifth time in franchise history, they could finish with under 200 goals. Is that correct?
Yeah, and that's pretty remarkable when you think about it. And obviously things have changed and it's a 72 game season now. It used to be, you know, more than that, but nonetheless, I mean, to be able to reach that feat, and they're in a really good spot. You know, I'll tell you the truth. I'm not looking at the standings right now in the goals for column, but I believe the Amherst have given up, I want to say 184.
85. I got it right on in front of me.
185. Yeah.
185. I mean, listen, I'm literally knocking on wood as I'm talking to you guys that we don't give up 15 goals over the next two games or we've got bigger problems to talk about. But, you know, I think this team has put themselves in a really good position. And, you know, kind of that being one of the goals, I think the other goal danger is they want to get back to they did it Wednesday, but they want to continue to play this winning brand of hockey that Michael Leone talks about. And you guys touched on it, like, and we're asking, like, hey, you know, who are some of the guys we might see in the lineup tonight? To tell you the truth, like, you're going to just see everybody that you've been seeing. Mm. And as a broadcaster and as a part of the media, I'll admit there's even moments that I've been sitting here, like Devin Levi is going to start tonight. And there's been moments where I'm like, huh, you know, we're not resting a lot of guys. But, you know, at the same time, like, that's just not the MO of this team. You start resting guys. What happens if you put your, and let's just call it this for calling it, what happens if you put your B squad in and they lose the last three games of the season? Like, you have to manufacture momentum again to get into a best of five. And Leo has no interest in that. It's, we're going to roll our guys. You know, yeah, Wednesday we were short because, you know, players were up with Buffalo, but like, we're rolling our team. Sure. Some guys, you know, may get rest. I shouldn't sit here and act like nobody is. But, I mean, you look at Devin Levi. You guys said it. We went into this week knowing we were going to be in second. Devin Levi did not have to play a single game this week. And it's he wants to stay locked in. These other guys, you know, Josh Dunn, who's just been an unbelievable all-round 200-foot player for the Amherst. I could be wrong. I don't think he's going to play 5 minutes tonight. I think he's going to do his usual 15- to 20-minute games. This team, you know, they recognize the momentum is there. It's an intangible, and they want to keep that rolling. And one more thing, I know I'm kind of rambling here, but, you know, another thing that Leo did say today is that here's the difference between now versus weeks ago when you were trying to clinch playoffs. The end result, he said this morning, that is not the most important thing. And he flat out said, if we lose both these games with Toronto over the weekend, like, I'm not going to be panicking. All I want to know is that our guys are playing the right way. So if tonight's lineup feels like, hey, you know, not all the stars are out there and they, you know, you lose 2-1, he's going to be happy as long as you lost 2-1 playing the right way. It's all about identity right now and keeping and maintaining the consistency of that identity through this weekend and into the Calder Cup playoffs.
Andrew Mossberg will be on the call with the Hall of Famer Don Stevens here tonight. And one of the interesting angles here, Andrew, is well, by the end of tonight, we can know who the Emmerichs are going to match up in the first round matchup as the Marlies, the opponent tonight. If you beat the Marlies, if the Crunch beat Utica, then congratulations. It's the Syracuse Crunch. It's a little bit of pick your poison, but if we're kind of looking ahead here just a little bit, and you know something would have to go wrong with Syracuse. They control their own destiny, but if it ends up being the Amherst and the Crunch again, and these are two teams that know each other very, very well, is there any trepidation that you know, when you play each other so often, things kind of level out here?
It's a good question. I don't know, to tell you the truth. I mean, I know that it's going to be a battle no matter who Rochester faces in this opening round. It's funny with Syracuse, right? Because if you look at the last 2 years, they have played each other, including playoffs, 17 times each. So 34 games since October of 2023 have been against the Crunch. You know, they do know each other very, very well, like you guys are saying. I think the one thing that the Amherst have to be hopeful for is that you look in this, you know, when you're at this stage of the season, you look at teams that are in the playoffs at the NHL level. Like, for example, Cleveland, and they're probably not going to get too much back, but, like, the Columbus Blue Jackets just missed the playoffs. So if the Monsters get in, now they're going to get an elite defenseman in Denton Matejchuk back, and they're going to get their number one goaltender in Jet Greaves back. Now, for Syracuse, they're affiliated with the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Lightning are in the playoffs. So, you know, a recent player that I think the last few times the Amherst have played the Crunch, Connor Geeky, who's a big-time first-round prospect, you know, he was in Syracuse. He has been called up since. So is he going to remain in Tampa? That, if so, that's a massive hole for the Crunch. That's a really productive, rangy forward that contributes with a lot of skill. And obviously that's not everything, though. I mean, Syracuse, they're a deep team. I think there's, you know, I don't think either team is going to run the other over. If it does go that way, I certainly hope it's the Amherst in three. But I wouldn't be surprised if it does end up. First off, I would not be surprised if it's Rochester, Syracuse, as you mentioned. The Crunch sort of control their destiny, and to a degree, we do too, because if we roll over Toronto both times this weekend, then it's a done deal. But at the same time, you know, if I look at this series, I'm buckling in for five games. I think it goes the distance again.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Andrew, if we're going to talk about reinforcements for other teams, let's go ahead and look in the mirror because the Sabres had their locker clean out. And I'm curious if you have any insight on whether or not we could see some reinforcements from Buffalo, specifically Kulik, which we've debated on this show. I mean, we've had people say, yeah, we think he will come up. We've had others say, yeah, he's played a lot of hockey in the NHL. We know he's on the clear day roster. And I know that this is probably something you can't answer, but have you gotten a sense one direction or the other that there could be some reinforcements coming from Buffalo?
I mean, you're right. I can't tell all. And I think the truth behind me saying that is that I don't know all. Here's what I do know, and here's what I would share, is as of right now, the Rochester Americans are looking at four players that can potentially come back. Noah Osland, Isak Rosén, Tyson Kozak, and Jiří Kulik, who was, we call it papered. He was in a paper transaction earlier in the year to make sure that when this time of season came, that he would be eligible to return, because he's only played a handful of games for Rochester this season. Will he be here? I don't know. Nobody knows right now. I think there's a lot of questions. You mentioned one of them. Has he played too much hockey? You know, there is the other side of, you know, right now, all the guys that haven't made the playoffs in the NHL are getting ready to go to the IIHF World Championship. I don't know. Is the invitation there for Kulik to represent Czechia? I would think, as a former captain in World Juniors for his country, that invite probably does exist. So does he want to play and represent his country? Do the Sabres want him to play and rep his country? Do they want him to stay in North America, and do they want to watch him down in Rochester, or do they want to keep him up? And all of those are viable outcomes. This is the one thing I would say, and again, this is all opinion. I could be dead wrong here. After this season, I don't think Jiří Kulik is ever wearing a Rochester Americans jersey again. I think he's proven himself in the NHL. I think he is a day one Sabre come the 25-26 season. So if the Amherst do get him back, you want to cherish these moments and you want to take advantage of this. Because it probably is going to be the last time. That's again, it's a guess, could be wrong. But you look at his rookie numbers, it's just ridiculous what he did for Buffalo, helping them down the stretch. He was a top-line center for them. He would be a massive return to the Amherst. And that's the other thing. Like, when you do look at the reinforcements, I mean, if you look at the – like, if the playoffs started today, because the only team – and actually, I don't even think it matters, even if Belleville found its way to sneak in, and they are a story. It would be crazy if they did get in. But if you look right now in the AHL's North Division, the only two teams that could make the playoff, well, we know Rochester is one of them. The other one is Cleveland. They're the only two teams that's NHL club did not make the playoffs. So right, they're going to get the reinforcements. And with Cleveland, like I said, it's probably going to be their top defenseman and their number one goaltender. But from a quantitative standpoint, Rochester is looking to gain more than any other team in the North Division for reinforcements, and I hope it bodes well. And yeah, it would be pretty darn cool to see a Jiří Kulik jersey back out there in the red, white, and blue.
Yeah, Andrew Mossberg's our guest here. Andrew, I got a couple questions for you that are not Amherst related, and one of your responsibilities, you're also a team reporter for the Nighthawks. So the Nighthawks have won six in a row. They get Toronto tomorrow night, and the Nighthawks are already in the postseason, but you want a home playoff game, and hopefully I'm not putting you on the spot here, but what has to happen for the Nighthawks to get a home playoff game?
To tell you the truth, I'm trying to get caught up on the Nighthawks. Griffin Delapena has done such an amazing job for us all season because I've been helping Don out on the road. So I haven't really been around too much for the Nighthawks. Obviously, they're red hot right now. If they win tomorrow, I believe they're going to need Calgary. Is it Calgary to win both games? And then Halifax to lose. Somebody's supposed to lose to Toronto tonight. I'm sorry. I wish I had... I was able to help you out there more. I was talking with our broadcast crew earlier today because we had a meeting ahead of the game tomorrow. I'm going to be on the call for the Hawks, working floor side with Brandon McDaniels and Craig Ripovinsky. And we said at the start of our meeting today, all right, any questions? And I said, yeah, what's been going on all season?
So I'm not crazy if I go to the game tomorrow night. Oh, there's Andrew working tomorrow night. So you're
yeah. I'll tell you what, it really has. Like, it's been a whirlwind. Again, I'm so thankful that we have two teams that are both playoff bound, and I really hope for the Nighthawks' sake that we're going to get a home game at Blue Cross Arena. It would be an unbelievable weekend. We already know we got weekend playoff hockey next week at Blue Cross, so if we can mix lacrosse in there too, it'd be great. Obviously, the biggest thing, though, for the Nighthawks is they can't entirely control their own destiny, but they can control enough of it and do their part with a win against the Rock tomorrow.
And finally, and I made this comment earlier in the hour here, Andrew, like hockey is such a small community and paths cross so often. And RIT hired their new head coach. His name's Matt Thomas. He's still with Providence. And for RIT's sake, I hope the Bruins get bounced here real quick so he can, you know, go right to work with the Tigers here. But my question is, because I'm looking through his background, oh, wait, he was in Cincinnati. Wait, that's when Mossbrooks was in Cincinnati. What can you tell our audience about the new head coach of the RIT Tigers?
Yeah, Gene. The thing is, Matt and I, or Tito, which is his nickname, Tito and I crossed paths for a very, very brief time. I got to Cincy, and you know, I had been hired by the Cyclones still in the midst of the pandemic. So they were really taking their time, because in that moment I was actually living back home where I'm from in Pennsylvania. And so they had taken time with the onboarding process for me to make sure I could comfortably move. And again, with all the protocols in our world at that moment. So I first met Matt over a Zoom call. And I can't for the life of me remember what he was joking to me about. But I mean, you knew immediately, like, in my case, I'm nervous, I'm going to this new team, whatever, and he just instantly disarmed any concerns. He's such a welcoming person. He's no nonsense, that's for sure, in the sense of his coaching, but his personality when he's not on that bench is a welcoming one. He'll have a conversation with anybody. You know, he's not going to big time anybody. He's not somebody who thinks someone's opinion is less than. Like, he truly is an incredibly welcoming individual. And then once I finally got to Cincinnati, I had worked with him very, very briefly before the opportunity in Providence came up, and it was a hard decision for him. And Ryan Mougenel, who's the head coach of the Providence Bruins, Matt and he go way back to their ECHL days, talk about almost 20 years ago in Atlantic City and out in California, they had been together. So for Matt, even though it seemed like a home run move, it was so tough for him, because I know he, his wife Andrea, their two sons, they loved Cincinnati because of what they built. Because what Matt does is when he comes into a community, he immerses himself there. And so Matt Thomas, I think, for RIT, first of all, it's an awesome hire. I texted him. I can't wait to see him when he gets into town. He's a winning coach. He's got the winning pedigree in the background, but he's going to be a part of this community. I would not be surprised if he gets involved or his wife gets involved in the youth hockey programs. Actually, after Matt left Cincinnati to go to Providence, Andrea was a huge pillar of the Cincinnati Cyclones Foundation, which was helping make hockey work for families that couldn't afford the game. They really care about the people they're around. And I'm super excited for RIT, and can't wait to hopefully have a beer with Tito once he gets into town here.
The Amerks host Toronto tonight. It's Fan Appreciation Night at Blue Cross Arena. Their final two games of the season tonight at home against Toronto. Tomorrow afternoon on the road in Toronto. And then a week from tonight, the Amerks are playoff bound as the two seed. We await to see who their opponent is. But we know that Andrew Mossbrooks will be covering the team and calling the games. Andrew, we'll be looking for you tonight and listening for you tonight here on the Fan Rochester with Don on the call. And appreciate you giving us time as you always do.
Hey, thank you both. Enjoy your weekend and go Amherst.
There he is. There's another name that I would say, you know, he brought up when we were talking about Kulik potentially coming back to Rochester for the playoffs. Devin Levi's probably play. This is probably it, right? Like, what more do you need to see from Devin Levi for him to not be up with the Sabres next year? Especially considering how this season ended for UPL.
How do the playoffs go? I don't want to jump the gun there, but if it is what we hope and we expect and what they're capable of, the answer is yeah, absolutely. Like, you should be like back up in Buffalo and you make sure that you're doing it. But I'm not ready to say, because that position is absolutely so mental. The mental part of the game, playing a goaltender. I think Levi has it down, but I'm not ready to anoint him Buffalo ready yet. Very, very close for sure. Kulik, yeah, that feels like, but danger, like Amerk history, And like, you know, for any old-time Maverick fans like myself, Brian Holzinger came down. Same thing. He was the Hobey Baker winner up in Buffalo. Hey, you're going to come down. Last time the Amherst won the cup, here he was. And then he was back up in Buffalo, gone.
Yeah.
So that's what should happen.
Yeah, if that's the path for Kulik, who hasn't played a lot of games in Rochester this year and was a massive contributor in Buffalo this year, and that's the last we see of him, yeah, we'll soak that in during the postseason and be grateful for it. But I would have no illusions of him coming back down next year. He's an NHL player at this point. We would be lucky to have him here for the postseason. Now it's just a matter of, does he play for his country or does he play for the Amherst? What do the Sabres, you know, think is best for him? Or does he do neither, which I think would be a mistake? Get him as many reps as possible. Keep him on the ice as long as you can. I don't want to hear he's played too much hockey this season. Nah. Impossible.
Oh, he's earning the right.
He's a kid.
NHL player.
He's
right.
A kid.
Yeah.
Get him on the ice.
Danger, let me, like, I find that funny. Like, when you're in youth hockey, you're playing three games a day in these tournaments. Right. You're not tired.
That's right. You're a kid. Get out there. This is the NHL in North America. Get out there and play, kid. Love that conversation with Mosh Brooks. He'll be on the call with Don Stevens tonight. The Fan Rochester, your proud home of Rochester Americans hockey.
Hey, good news. The Red Wings scored 2. They now trail 16-2.
Have you had the food at Innovative Field? It's fantastic. It's just really good ballpark food.
I will say this. You've heard me say this. When I don't go to any other AAA ballparks, but when the Blue Jays were playing in Buffalo, okay, you know what? I'm going to go check out a Jays game. This is really cool. Oh, they've got like the pizza logs and that's it. And there's not really a great
beer
selection.
I won't stand here and say have you say negative things about pizza logs, my friend.
Okay. How about I rephrase it this way? The Buffalo has far fewer. Like, if they came here about, wow, this is feeling, yeah. It feels like a major league experience when you go to a Red Wing game because, hey, as long as you're fed well and you drink well, it's a good night out, right?
It's beyond the burgers and dogs. It's beyond the fried pizza logs.
That's why, like, I mean, I'm not, you know, when I give you the score updates, hopefully you're just kind of laughing. I'm not piling on this team, but if you're somebody that says, boy, this Red Wing team, they're going to win a championship. No, they're not very good.
I don't even know what it takes in AAA anymore to win a championship because of how the rules have changed so much in the last few years.
Well, right. So it's theoretically possible that, all right, this team is bad. We're going to call up a bunch of guys from AA or single A and lightning in a bottle. And the Red Wings are the second half champions. And like,
You could completely bomb for half of the season and still win a title just based on how you performed the second half of the season. Right. Okay. Feels a little unserious, but okay. I mean, it's a development league.
To me, until they get a new owner with the Washington Nationals that's ready to inject a little bit more. Hey, it was a lot of fun having James Wood and Dylan Cruz here last year, but there ain't no James Wood and Dylan Cruz this year.
We're going to talk to Kevin Oestreicher from the Locked On Ravens podcast next in the Sports Bar. Why are we having Kevin on? Why are we talking to a guy who covers the Ravens? Well, with the Bills signing Trey White, how did he look in Baltimore down the stretch last year? We know he didn't look good in L.A., which led to him being traded from the Rams to the Ravens. And now he's a Buffalo Bill once again. So Oestreicher will give us his evaluation of Trey White from his time there in Baltimore. And he'll be joining us here just after 4 o'clock. We'll also be joined by Russell Brown in the 4 o'clock hour. He does NFL draft work for Fantasy Pros and Betting Pros. So we'll talk some NFL draft and Buffalo Bills with Russ. That's all coming up here in the next 30 to 40 minutes. Your calls are always welcome at 866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.